Well, you may know Paul McCartney made a brief stop in Springfield a few years ago, but did you know another Beatle spent even more time in downstate Illinois? George Harrison spent time visiting his sister in the southern Illinois town of Benton back before the band took America by storm. That visit by Harrison in 1963 is being recognized with a historical marker this Saturday in Benton. Bill Furry is the executive director of the Illinois State Historical Society. He joins us to talk about it. Bill, this is really a long time in coming.
Long time for the society, but I know this has been in the works since the early 90s when they tried to save the home in Benton, Illinois from the wrecking ball. It's quite a story. It goes about saving that home.
And they were able to save the home. What is the home today? What if you drove by there, what would you notice about it?
Well, it's a bungalow, and it's over by the high school in Benton. And the house was a bed and breakfast for a while, but now I think it's an apartment complex, privately owned.
And if you don't know where Benton is, it's Franklin County. It's right off of Interstate 57. Of course, what attracted George Harrison there was that his sister had moved to the States, and she lived there. This was his first visit to America.
Louise Harrison Caldwell was George's sister, is George's sister, and she was married to an engineer who was a mining engineer, and he lived in Canada, and they moved to Benton from Canada, actually, in the early 1960s. And they bought a home over on McCann Street in Benton, and they stayed there. And I believe that Gordon Caldwell, her husband, was a mining engineer, and he worked in West Frankfort.
Well, now, again, this was more than just a quick stop. He stayed here for a bit of time, and he did several things that are worth noting, and maybe you could talk about a couple of those.
It's astonishing what he accomplished in the couple of weeks that he was here. He came ostensibly with his brother Peter to visit his sister, but he had other ideas of things that he wanted to do. The Beatles were poised to conquer the popular music in America. They already had at least one number one hit in England and a number one album in England. But here they were virtually unknown. He came over here to visit Louise, but also to try and do a little promotion for the Beatles. And he did succeed in doing some of that. But also he was here and he went camping in southern Illinois in the Garden of the Gods. He bought a electric guitar, Rickenbacker electric guitar in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He played and jammed with a group of musicians from the Benton area, a band called the Four Vest. He did a gig at the El Dorado VFW. He did some amazing things, actually, in the short 2-week period that he was here.
Now, that guitar, for example, that did show up on some Beatles recordings.
It did, and it also, last April, I know it was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. I saw it there. But I also heard that it was on tour and was in Minnesota not too long ago. Oh.
And then also, he did some, as you mentioned, promotion. He was on radio interviews. Now, I'm from southern Illinois. And I've heard a lot of legends, and legends grow a lot of, all these times, but there is the belief that at least that the first time a Beatles record was played in the United States on radio was right there in southern Illinois.
There's some issue about that, but the truth is that Marcia Schaefer Robach, a 16-year-old woman from West Frankfort, had a little radio show that in her father's radio station, and George actually walked to her radio station with his 45, I think Please Please Me, what he took in. And she played it on the air, and she conducted the first interview with a Beatle in America. There's an interesting story about that 45, because in Chicago they say they played it as well, but it wasn't labeled the Beatles, spelled properly. It was misspelled. So in truth, she played the first really correct Beatles recording in America.
There is no recording of that interview, though. That was done live?
Yeah, it was done live. No recording, but she also was the editor of her school newspaper, and so her article appeared. And I almost brought that in just to share a little bit of the information, but it's very much like a Teen Beat article where she talks about George's things he likes, what he likes to eat, what he likes to see. He liked car hops. He liked short blondes and fast cars.
When you look back at this, I mean, it's more than just about somebody famous when we talk about this. And it was a point in time before the Beatles. And that right there, gives you quite a reference point.
I think Louise Harrison says it best. It was the only time George could come to America and be a human, just a regular person. And he did do that. He walked around in shorts and flip-flops, and no one recognized him. He even lost his wallet in Benton, Illinois, with all his money in it, and it was returned to him the same day intact. And he thought that was the most remarkable thing.
Bill Furry is Executive Director of the Illinois State Historical Society. He is talking with us today about George Harrison's visit to the United States and specifically to Southern Illinois, the town of Benton, to visit his sister in 1963. This weekend, there will be a marker placed there in the town. Talk about that event. What's going to be taking place?
We're going to unveil the historic marker called The First Beatle in America, George Harrison, and it sort of outlines his trip to Southern Illinois in September of 1963, 50 years ago this month.
Why is it important, you think, to get this marker in place to commemorate this event?
There are a couple of reasons, I think. One is to pay tribute to a rather remarkable human being who came to this country and did amazing things both as an artist and as a musician, but also as a philanthropist. He's still well known, and his Harrison Foundation is still going strong, but also because of what it means to a town like Benton, because famous people spring up everywhere. There are people who put places on the map. Benton has a lot of history of its own. This is a rather remarkable. It's the only town in the United States that can claim George Harrison's visit or a Beatles visit at all. And he did stay there. He did some interesting things. And I think it's a celebration for them.
I mentioned that Benton is right off of the Interstate 57. So a lot of people pass right by it and don't recognize not only that George Harrison visited there, but we talked before this time, when I was growing up, Doug Collins was from there. And that was a big deal to me. You
know, that was a big deal.
Big basketball player, Olympian, you know. Do you see it then as maybe a tourism boost for the area? Can't hurt, I guess.
Well, that would be up to the city of Benton and Franklin County, how they would like to interpret it. We've done our part in getting the marker dedicated, and it's all from private funds, people who really were interested in seeing the Harrison visit commemorated.
Well, George Harrison died well over a decade ago, but his sister is still alive, and also his brother, who accompanied him on this trip. His sister's been helpful in this project.
Very much so. We talked to her. I talked to her back in February about some of these events, and when it was still just an idea that we might want to do a marker. She was here this past week with a band called the Liverpool Legends, and they performed at Donnie's Homespun here in town. And she was promoting for the marker dedication. She's going to be taking a bus tour with some folks from Springfield, and that's going to be taking place on Saturday morning.
In your role, you are a director of the Illinois State Historical Society. I know it's been a long time coming, as we said, to get this marker in place. Does this end your work on this project, or do you see other opportunities to further expand on George Harrison's visit?
Maybe not George Harrison's visit. There might be other markers that go other places. I'd like to see something in the Garden of the Gods, possibly. But Illinois has a long and rich cultural history, and the marker program would like to see more cultural markers out there. There's a wonderful musician from La Salle, Peru, named Maud Powell, who was a first recorded female concert violinist. There's a whole story of the blues in Chicago, and we did a marker about 5 years ago to the Mississippi River Music Festival in Edwardsville, where many, many, many fascinating and wonderful artists performed.
Bill Furry is Executive Director of the Illinois State Historical Society. This weekend in Benton in Southern Illinois, a marker will be placed commemorating a 1963 visit by George Harrison of the Beatles. Bill, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Sean.